Hey there, Wayne Henderson from the Fringe Casting with Wayne and Dan podcast at FringeCastingPodcast.com. Just finished watching the season finale, the series finale. Fringe is done. I can't believe it. I want to know what you thought about it for the next episode of the Fringe Casting with Wayne and Dan podcast. Call us at 904-469-7469. Again, 904-469-7469. Or just go to our website at FringeCastingPodcast.com. There's a widget on the right-hand side. You can record your voicemail directly through your computer from anywhere in the world. That way you can let your voice be heard on the next episode of the podcast. Share what you think happened on this series finale of Fringe. Were you happy with it? Were you surprised? Were there things that you perceive as being plot holes? Let us know. Myself, I'm still trying to soak it all in. Of course, I'm going to need to rewatch these final episodes again tomorrow to try to catch even more things. But just some initial thoughts. I really loved how they threw in as many things from season one and two as they could. The attacking butterflies, the weird lizard squid creatures that burst out of people, the Gene the cow being in amber. They're ready to be unambered at any given moment, and a lot more stuff. So there was lots of action, threw in some grossness for people that love that kind of thing on Fringe. And the ending, though, I need to say, I think the ending came too quick. There was all this buildup, and all of a sudden, poof, we're back with Peter and Etta and Olivia there on the hill without any observer invasion. So what I want to ask is, do you think that now with this reset timeline, did the observers never exist? Or did we just have those 12 observing observers, September, August, and the gang, and now they've gone, or else they're living in peace or something happened? Because if the observers never existed, then who was it that saved young Peter Bishop from falling in the frozen lake? The mind is spinning. There's so many things going on. Lots of action. Still no Agent Jessup. But just like I thought, we did have our friends from the Red Universe, at least a couple of them, helping out in a pinch right at the end. Again, give us a call, 904-469-7469, or go to FringeCastingPodcast.com and leave your feedback there. We look forward to sharing it on the next episode of the Fringe Casting with Wayne and Dan podcast that Dan and I are going to be recording early on Tuesday for this series finale of Fringe. Can hardly believe it's done.